Dozens of Truth and Reconciliation Commission investigators have dispersed across the countryside to collect testimonies about abuses, murders, and rapes that happened during more than two decades of civil conflict. A year after their initial launch, the TRC was able to begin work again after receiving funds from the United Nations Development Program and the U.S. Agency for International Development. TRC Executive Director Nathaniel Kwabo says now he just hopes Liberians will come forward.
Now with the TRC process, it has given us an opportunity to really look into the bull's eye and tell ourselves, well, this is what we did. This is where we went wrong. Can we exercise the ghosts of the past and move ahead?
Kwabo says the purpose of the TRC is to establish the groundwork for reconciliation and to face problems that have plagued the war-battered nation.
We have always swept our problems under the rug, and this is evidenced by the fact that we had 14 or more peace agreements since the war started. That means we never grappled, we never confronted the conflict.
Paul Solomon of Monrovia, a victim of the violence, came to give his testimony to the commission.
My wife was killed right in front of me by the rebels, criminals.
Solomon says the men who killed his wife still walk the streets free.
I feel so bad and hurt. It pains me a lot to see them passing around.
He says although giving his testimony helps, he wants the men who killed his wife to be punished.
I hope justice can take its course, and I will be happy or satisfied. Those criminals who killed my wife, my beloved wife, can be brought to justice.
Chairman for the Forum for the Establishment of a War Crimes Tribunal, Mulba Morlu, says a truth commission does not go far enough to bring justice to the victims. The commission is not a court and is not designed to judge those who have committed crimes. He says those guilty of war crimes and human rights abuses should face trial.
The TRC cannot put in place a deterrence measure that will avert the recurrence of war. And we are concerned not just about crimes that were committed in the last several years of decadence. We are concerned about putting an end to the culture of impunity so that we can live in perpetual peace and in a stabilized democratic environment.
The TRC, styled after a similar commission in South Africa, was part of a 2003 peace agreement. After gathering testimonies, the next step for the commission will be to hold public hearings to allow people to talk about what they have done and what they have suffered. Former Liberia President Charles Taylor is on trial for war crimes in The Hague. Taylor is accused of masterminding and funding Liberia and neighboring Sierra Leone's intertwined civil wars through the use of conflict diamonds. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.